and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome aboard. It's New Retirement Radio on WTCM with Prout Financial Design in Traverse City, Michigan, headed up by Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ron. It's great to be here on Thursday, August 13th, 2020. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for listening and joining us. Good morning, all. Shay and Heidi joining us. Our threesome here, as is customary, on Thursday mornings. It's great to be here. And we also have a podcast that's usually posted about 2 to 3 weeks after the fact, after compliance listens to it. And we delete some of those annoying commercials in the meantime. Dennis, don't say that. Today we're going to be talking about sometimes the best offense is a great defense. How are your IRA and 401k retirement plan assets protected from bankruptcy and lawsuits? How to avoid the issue of not knowing, in essence. Oh, I didn't know that was protected. Okay, so it is protected. Be aware what your protections are and what perhaps your protections aren't in terms of these accounts and what you're subject to in some cases via lawsuits and or bankruptcy with these retirement accounts. Kind of negative, scary, but interesting nonetheless.
Well, it's 2020. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I'm sure people haven't even thought about that until something happens.
Exactly. So bankruptcy and lawsuits, are your retirement assets protected, is the headline for this month's newsletter from Ed Slott, August 2020. Retirement accounts carry a number of different protections. These layers of defense shield IRA owners and company plan participants from bankruptcy and general non-bankruptcy creditors. However, not every retirement account possesses the same safeguards. In addition, levels of protection vary widely from state to state. But it helps to know that qualified accounts, first of all, 401ks, regular 401ks, have unlimited protection from bankruptcy. IRAs do not. IRAs will qualify up to about $1.3 million or so, unless you rolled that amount over from a 401k. In that case, you may decide you want to keep that amount separate. So already we kind of get in the weeds. That IRA you may want to keep separate from other IRAs to make certain that there's a way to track the trail of that particular situation. So given that lawsuits can happen, sometimes, hopefully not bankruptcy, sometimes these things can happen. What are my protections? Yes, I see that hand over there.
Not that I would do this, but a thought occurred to me. 401ks are have unlimited protection from bankruptcy.
Yes.
So you can start collecting your 401k at what age?
At 59 and a half, generally, unless you're no longer with the company. You're let go after age 55 in most cases. We've got 457s are at age 50, for the 457 plan. But at age 55, if you're no longer with the company, you can take amounts out from the 401k without penalty. It is taxable, but no penalty.
Let's say, for instance, you had a pretty good nest egg in your 401k.
Sure.
And you decide at 55 to start living the wildlife and running up debt and all of that, and you get to be 59 and a half, and you go bankrupt, and they take some of your current assets, but they can't touch your 401k.
Correct.
Well, I mean, somebody get a wrong idea, they could do that.
ERISA is the gold standard, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, of protections on those types of retirement accounts. Yeah. But they can certainly access every other type of retirement account as well.
But even if you did that, you thought, okay, I'll just live it up and I'll go in debt and I won't pay my debts. Because I know once I turn 59, I can start living from my 401k, and they can't come after that. I'll declare bankruptcy.
Yes, there could be a variety of other issues that arise as a result of that particular wild and crazy party, if you will.
Especially if they only have $20,000 in their 401k.
That's right. No, I said, but assuming they had a big nest egg there.
Big 401k. Yeah, you know, anything can happen. People can act crazy, but we don't generally see that amongst our clients. But anyway, okay, I can say anything is possible,
well,
isn't it?
Well, and once you take that money out of the 401k, it's a different story.
Oh, once you get it out of the 401k, it's a different story. There you go.
So okay, you've got to keep that in mind, too.
They can wait on the sidelines in anticipation of you taking that money out.
Never mind.
And there you go. Just forget that whole story.
That retirement plan is gone.
Do not take Ron's advice or ideas.
Yes. The quote is, ERISA offers the gold standard of protection up to an unlimited amount against both bankruptcy and non-bankruptcy general creditor claims. Very interesting. So it's important to know that these accounts, even though they're subject to a ton of tax at some point, the creditor claims against, you know, frankly, lawsuits that might be out of it. In fact, they tell an interesting story here. Let's just go to that. Mark is a very successful contractor who flips houses. I'm not sure how you flip a house, but anyway, he does. He has a 401k plan set up for him and the employees of his sole proprietorship. Mark's current balance is $1.5 million, so he spent some time accumulating funds in here. Recently, there was an accident at one of Mark's construction sites, and he is being sued personally. Even if Mark loses the lawsuit, the assets in his 401k remain protected by ERISA up to an unlimited amount. Additionally, if Mark were to declare bankruptcy, his 401k would be off limits to bankruptcy creditors. Interesting, eh? So it's important to know, okay, what are my protections? And given my particular field of endeavor, if I'm subject to more possible lawsuits, what would be my protections in that event?
Or he could have had a limited liability corporation.
Now, that's a tax question, Ron, that brought up the LLC, because that is a part of the conversation we're going to be having here soon. I mean, you just fell right into it. The same does not hold true for solo 401k plans. Often business owners worried about potential lawsuits keep their retirement funds in their, quote, solo K, because they believe them to be fully creditor-proof versus an IRA. But solo 401ks are not covered by ERISA and have no creditor non-bankruptcy protection under that law. Hmm. So that's a big black mark, if you will, against the solo 401k in terms of any creditor protection. Hmm.
But those solo 401ks do receive full bankruptcy protection.
Yes.
So just to keep that in mind.
But not ERISA.
Well, the non-bankruptcy. So that would be like a creditor coming after you, like the example where the guy had a accident and then they came after him for that, versus bankruptcy, which is when you run out of money. And
got it.
Right.
A good example of the LLC, Blake owns a self-directed IRA worth $500,000 that he invests entirely in a local jet ski rental and water sports company. So he decides to, you know, ride the wheel when it comes to risk with his IRA. He did not use an LLC within the IRA to acquire the rental business.
Oh.
You know, wrong. Tilt, not so good. Blake has other personal assets worth approximately $1.5 million. Last summer, a jet ski renter had an accident and suffered a catastrophic injury. After almost a year of litigation, the renter won a $2 million judgment against the IRA. Mm. Because it was held personally by him. All of Blake's IRA assets could be reached because the claim arose from activities of the IRA investment. His personal assets could also be at risk. If Blake's IRA had been invested in an LLC that subsequently purchased a water sports company within the IRA, the LLC structure would have protected both the IRA assets and Blake's personal assets against the $2 million judgment. So, seek counsel when you're doing these kinds of things. On the face of it, it may seem a great idea. Well, I'm going to get all these gains within my IRA, and they'll be all tax-free. And you know, I know I'm taking somewhat more risk, maybe the comment that that person makes, not understanding the liability that they're exposing themselves to. So you have to know. That's why we said at the very beginning of the show, sometimes the best offense is a great defense. I'm not sure what coach said that. Of course, they also say the opposite thing. Sometimes the best defense is a great offense. Yeah. You know,
it's all a game. Just get your head in the game and play it.
But anyway, given those kinds of situations, sometimes you want to be aware, okay, what are my protections if the worst should happen? And are my current assets protected? Or in this worst case scenario where this gentleman did not have an LLC, are my assets so unprotected that I'm really playing with fire when it comes to that?
Right. And you also want to think about what kind of business it is, because if it's more risky, like jet skis or something where accidents occur, you might want to restructure and go the more safer route than something that is.
Even have some safeguards. Already, this particular gentleman is subject to the risks of having that business within a tax-qualified account. You know, he can't write off the losses. If that business would lose its money, that's not a write. It's not a deduction for him at all. And on top of that, then he's exposing that full asset in his own against the lawsuit brought by a terrible accident.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty tough stuff. And we have a phone call.
We have Jim is on the line in Acme, Michigan for Dennis Prout and Company. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Say, I have seen online there may be advertising, I'm not sure, but concerns regarding laws that have been passed about IRAs and 401ks, and that you should do something about them. Has something been done by the government? Should I be concerned?
About what?
I'm not sure. They just say that you should get this booklet about your IRAs and 401ks, that the government has done something.
Okay. I have not seen or heard the commercials you're referencing. Has anybody here heard anything about a...
Well, there's been a blister of new laws that have been written by our Congress to control IRAs, Roth IRAs, and all the rest in terms of distributions and that sort of thing. But there's also been a significant number of very positive laws that have been brought in terms of people not having to take their RMDs and that sort of thing. So it depends on what kind of a law we're talking about. We do know that beneficiary accounts are now required to be emptied after 10 years. So there are a lot of changes that have been brought by our Congress in terms of these retirement accounts. It's the playing field has changed. They are not as valuable as they were once, but they are still extremely valuable in many different situations. That's why it's important to pivot on these types of accounts. Because of the significant amount of tax-deferred monies in these accounts, they are viewed as a target, I think, by our Congress people.
Yeah,
They've already started to do that in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. Sorry, say again, sir.
They want to get it in our pocket.
Yeah. They do.
So, Jim, indeed. if you saw or heard a commercial that says you ought to be concerned, if they're asking you to send away for something that's free, it's probably just to further approach you and try to sell their services to you.
Right. I agree. I know. But why I called here to find out, is this something for real, or is it something that somebody's trying to sell me?
Yeah, so I don't know. We'd have to know more about the commercial if there's a specific issue that they're bringing up, or if they're just saying in general, many changes have been made lately. If you'd like to know more to protect yourself, call now. So if you find out any more about that, Jim, give us a buzz back in Acme. Thanks there. As we go to Dave in Traverse City. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I have a question. I am not 59 and a half, but I would like to take a portion of my 401k and set it aside in a more secure venue, some device, maybe an annuity. But I don't have access to the money in my 401k because I'm not 59 and a half. Do I have any options?
Depends on your 401k provider. Some of them are now offering annuity-type accounts for those who want to guarantee principal. It depends on the administrator of your 401k plan and what they're offering. It would be a good thing to contact them now. For some of those protections, you may already have somewhat of a protection in terms of a guaranteed account within your 401k. That's where you may have to drill a bit deeper and get the advice, counsel of a financial advisor as well. What are my options that I already have within my 401k? Now, you're still working at this company then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but if Jim can't, or Dave rather, can't remove money from the 401k and go invest it elsewhere, just no. within.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
See, that in that case, you want to take advantage. If you can't take money out, what do I have here? Am I missing anything within my own 401k that's already available to me, is, I guess, is what we're really saying. Okay?
And you're calling that sub-account, if you will, a guaranteed account.
Yes, you may have a guaranteed investment option within the account. Now, it depends. Yeah, obviously, you want to check what the interest rate is. And any limitations in putting money in and then taking it back out in terms of liquidity within the 401k. And then also ask if they happen to have any annuity options. That's a relatively new option.
Right.
They just got...
Secure Act.
The Secure Act.
Yeah.
So just got written into the Secure Act. But not many administrators have included those in the 401ks yet. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call in Traverse City. There and the previous guy that called about concerns about a commercial he saw, somebody thought it might be a commercial that's encouraging people to buy gold and silver or to learn more about it, and they might have said something about, you know, you should be concerned about your 401k. So that might have been the origin of his question.
That could well be. And at any given point in time, being able to actually have a conversation with someone about what are the advantages and disadvantages of gold and silver, they're very volatile assets. Well, why would I want to own them in an IRA? Well, because, it grows tax-free. Well, you can also lose money tax-free if you invest in that metal directly in your IRA. Now, you can do that through ETFs and all the rest. But be aware of the liquidity issues you have to hold if you own the metal itself. And this is where, we get into the weeds. The metal itself, you also have to hold that asset through another provider. And it gets into all kinds of issues related to that investment within. Many times, if you actually want to own the physical metal, the metal itself, silver or gold, the best way, generally, is to own it yourself, personally.
Outside of the IRA.
Outside of the IRA.
Because there's also, if you're over 72 and you need an RMD, you have to have that valued every year on December 31st so that they can base your RMD on the value on that day. So that's just added maintenance if it's held within that IRA. So.
Yes. It's not as though we are negative on owning that metal. It's just that you need to own it, understand the positives and negatives of owning different types of assets within these accounts, and the liquidity and the availability of these accounts to either get liquid from it, its safety, and how can I get at it? What are the physical attributes of the physical ins and outs of having done that particular or made that particular investment?
It's almost like you need a financial advisor.
That's
what's coming to me in this moment.
That's
the light bulb moment I'm having here.
That's profound.
Deep thoughts by Shay. I also want to, this is exciting for us. We are going back to doing classes this fall. We took a break. We needed a break. Things have been, as you all know, pretty ramped up the last few years, but we're doing classes again. It'll be an online class. We're going to make it as fun and interesting as possible for you. And this means you can attend no matter where you're listening. I'm always curious how far the station reaches, and we're often surprised by the calls we get at the office. So
across the water.
I'm not posting dates yet. I'm working on it still. It's all in the works, but you can take classes. You need to educate yourself regardless of what advisor you're working for. You make the decisions at the end of the day. You sign the paperwork. So getting educated is the most important thing, and that's what we love the most at Prout, is educating our clients and the public and empowering you in that way. So this fall, classes, they'll happen in October, and by then maybe you'll be a little weary from all the summer fun and ready to learn. That's our hope anyway.
The name of the class is called Retirement Planning Today, and mm-hmm. I was telling Shay and Heidi, was reviewing the information again, because it was about 3 years ago that we stopped teaching the class. It's just fun to see it again. We have not been able to find a class like it out there, period. We've looked at a lot of different mm-hmm. things. Nothing that we had found was that encompassing, clear, totally educational. This mm-hmm. notebook that I have is thick.
It's like 3 inches.
It's got a ton of educational information on everything from IRAs to estate planning. And I'm excited about teaching it. We're going to offer it online. That's why we stopped teaching it before. They didn't offer it online, and we thought that was the way to go. Well, guess what? COVID happened. Mm-hmm. So now we have the capability to teach this thing, and I'm thrilled. Heidi and I will be teaching that together. We got to set up the particulars, but you'll be able to contact us and or the Retirement Planning Today people to get a reservation for that class.
You reserve your seat.
And you'll get your own workbook that I think you'll find significantly
helpful. We email you the workbook. It's going to be so seamless and great, so I can't wait to get this going. And
education.
So, Shay, if somebody's interested in this class, they could call our office. We can put you on a list, and we can get the dates of the class to them.
Mm-hmm.
When
you can call Meg at our office or email her, just meg@proutfinancialdesign.com. And if you are interested, we'll put you on the list. And when all the info comes out, we'll send you the link. It'll also be living on our website for you to register. So all the ways that this can happen, we're going to make it happen.
Awesome. Right. Love it. Given these questions, education more important than ever. Now, Heidi, before we get back to topic, is going to be talking about Social Security turning 85.
That's right. Social Security is having a birthday. On August 14th, 1935, the Social Security Act was signed into law. So that would be tomorrow. Hmm. So tomorrow's Social Security's birthday.
Cake.
Yeah.
And
get the day off to celebrate.
Right. The primary purpose of Social Security is that it provides monthly income to workers and their families after the workers have retired, become disabled, or passed away. So this program now provides benefits to over 50 million people and is financed with the payroll taxes from over 150 million workers and their employers. So happy birthday to Social Security. It's one of the main pillars of people when they're retiring, one of the pillars of income that we look at as we're making their financial plans, and a guaranteed source of income.
The first tax was you'll only be taxed on $1 for every $100 you make, and that number will never go up.
What about, so let's talk about Ida Mae Fuller.
Ida Mae. Well, Ida Mae Fuller was the first recipient of Social Security. That happened in 1940. She paid into the Social Security program $24.75 over 3 years. So she received, when she retired, a monthly benefit of $22.54 a month.
Wow. What, how can I get in on that action?
But get this, Ron. She lived until she was 100.
Wasn't supposed to go like that, was it?
So she received, as a return for that investment, $22,889 in benefits for that $22.
$22.
The approximate life expectancy at the time they started Social Security was how old?
48 or something?
It wasn't quite that conservative. Okay. It was actually 65.
That's
65. Why they set the age at 65.
So yeah. Ida broke the odds.
Yeah, we were trying to guess what the rate of return was on that, and I was just thinking, you know, we talked about the rate of return on Amazon. I'm sure that totally eclipses the return on Amazon there. 22
Man.
Grand for putting in 22 bucks, not
That's
bad.
That's great. That's great.
So it worked out for her.
It did.
Ida Mae.
Great. Thank you, Heidi.
Yep.
So next, bankruptcy and IRAs, traditional and Roth IRA contributions and earnings are protected from bankruptcy up to an inflation-adjusted cap currently at $1.362 million. So we can basically say almost 1.4. It is adjusted every 3 years according to inflation. The last time it was adjusted was in 2019. If the maximum amount was contributed to an IRA each year from 1975 to 2020, there'd be $141.5 in contributions. And for those who really want to know, how much could I have contributed? Fantastic, but it's very important. And then, before we get into this more, Heidi, deadlines. Let's talk about the deadlines. Thank you for reminding me there. Let's hit that.
Okay, so we do have a deadline coming up. Something that was generated by the CARES Act, and that was the legislation that was passed in March in reaction to the pandemic and some of the restrictions. So this is an August 31st deadline, and that deadline refers back to the RMDs. And if you remember, because we talked about this in previous shows, but the CARES Act had several provisions to provide financial relief for people in 401k plans and IRAs. And one of those was the ability to forego your RMD. So if you hadn't taken your required minimum distribution, your required to take one. If you hadn't taken it, you didn't have to take it. You would not incur that 50% penalty, which is usually in place when you do not take that RMD. So the August 31st deadline is for people who had already taken their RMDs. So if you took it in January or February, or maybe you had it automatically set up and you received it sometime later in the year, you have up until August 31st to put that back in to the IRA, and then you can put it back in. That's a rollover of your RMD, which was not allowed before. Yeah. And there's a couple of benefits.
Two and a half weeks.
Yep. There's a couple of benefits for not keeping that RMD, for putting it back in. One of it is if you sustained any losses by taking the money out when the market was low, you can reinvest it, and as the market's growing right now, hopefully recap some of those losses. And the second is you can avoid paying income tax on that amount that you had to take out, because that's taxable money when you take money out of the IRA. So that's the August 31st deadline. So I would suggest that people out there, if you don't know, or you did take an RMD and you might want to put it back, make sure that you're calling your financial advisor quite soon so that you can make arrangements before that deadline comes up in a couple weeks.
This education that we get means something. And it's amazing, as they put it, the changes that have been made to IRAs just this year are unprecedented, to allow for more flexibility for those who want to return funds, for those who have emergencies, financial emergencies. They can pay that back over a three-year period under the CARES Act. So there are some significant changes that have been made to help people in their own financial well-being to get liquidity. And before we go on here, I just got a text from Deanne at the office. I thought it would be important to interrupt our show with this important announcement. Brian from Kilwins called and said that he would love to see you, and he misses you.
We haven't had Kilwins in a couple of weeks.
They open at noon.
Yeah, we need to do that.
You can camp outside the store there. And
it just it warms my heart. I mean, I can't
stand
it.
He misses you.
I really...
He misses
you.
Know,
it's just, I
love
Did you
ever go to the Kilwins main place in Petoskey?
I just... Yes.
That's Dennis's Disney World.
It is. My eyes cross. I just kind of stumble in. Help me. What should I buy?
Yeah. Is that where they make it?
Where's
all there,
the dark chocolate, right? Yeah.
And they send it to Kilwins all over the place.
It's a great store. I mean, they were all so kind, and they had all these samples out there that you can try. And
so many different
it's
things.
It's like going to the circus, you know?
That's cool. I mean, it's a nice that there are Kilwins all over, and they make all that chocolate right in Petoskey, and they send it out, fresh, beautiful chocolate.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's fun is the caramel apples they make right here, and you've seen them right there in the store here in Kilwins, and they have quite a combination of caramel apples for those who happen to like something healthy with their chocolate.
So once again, to review, we just have a few moments if you want to review it. You're going to do the classes in October. Online.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sign up ahead of time or at least express
interest? No,
but you can
express interest and we'll put you your name and phone number and email and we'll let you know when you can register.
Notify the folks, okay. Yep.
It'll be some time before you can sign up, but we will allow sign-ups before the class, it's just not quite yet.
You are.
Important to remember, if you do have questions regarding those protections on IRAs and qualified accounts, feel free to call our office, sit with us. The first hour is complimentary. Our phone number at the office is 231-947-3992, or contact Meg, M-E-G, at proutfinancialdesign.com. And thank you for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.